One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back to another edition of The Mandatory Live. Remember, if you like the content, make sure to hit that like and subscribe button because it helps the channel grow. Also, follow us on our social media channels. We're at The Mandatory TKO. And if you have a couple of minutes and you also want to listen to this on the audio side, you can find us there too. You can always leave us a rate and review, give us a 5-star because that helps the channel grow as well. And we want to give a big shout out to everyone that is already joining us and will join us later. Remember to leave comments. It's an interactive show. So even if the show is done, drop your comments. We will see them. We don't get back to all of the comments, but I'm telling you right now, we do read them and we are trying to get better at reading those comments. Of course, Brian, we both do a bunch of other things. But we do see everyone's comments, and sometimes we'll like just text about some people's comments and stuff and have a debate, but we love the comments. So keep them coming, especially for today's show.
Yeah. And today, I mean, it's not going to be an appreciably long one, but we got some things to talk about because one of the major stories in boxing, it seemingly has legs, Chantel, like probably more than legs. It seems like it's actually about to happen.
Well, I don't know if I'm tripping because I'm taking a look at our caption because I can see what the captions are, you guys, before they come up at the bottom. And I'm hearing that Canelo Alvarez and Bud Crawford have reportedly agreed to a fight in September, but that it's going to be at Allegiant. Has it changed over to Dallas?
There's been talk. I saw both Dallas, Vegas, and until it's official, I don't think we're actually going to know.
Yeah.
So I think the main thing is that it seems to be happening. Notably, not in September, which also opens up the door for something else that's on the rundown that I'm not sure. We're going to talk about it, but I'm not sure we're going to like it.
Yeah.
It appears that Canelo Alvarez and Terrence Crawford are going to fight in September.
Brian, we've been talking about this for a little minute, but it was kind of like one of those dream fights. And now we're about to get arguably one of the biggest fights of this generation, this decade, the previous couple of decades. Like, this could be the fight of the century because these two guys have been the best for how long? And I think what's really important, and we've talked about this in, you know, our past show, what weight are they going to be fighting at? Of course, that hasn't been reported, but that might be the most interesting piece to this whole entire agreement, because where they fight is very important.
Yeah, it looks like it's Vegas per ring. There was smoke about it being in Cowboy Stadium also, which I think as an atmosphere would be a lot of fun. I think Canelo Alvarez is going to have like a little bit more of a home field advantage in either venue regardless. And look, you're going up to Canelo Alvarez's weight, Terrence Crawford. So, I mean, Canelo's the A side for this also. That's not to say I definitively think he's going to win the fight. We could talk about that. But yeah, this is going to happen. The ring is saying Vegas. It's in place. The agreement is, but it doesn't appear that it's all signed, sealed, delivered. There's no like pre-fight presser or any of these things scheduled yet. And this is damn near 8 months in advance, 7 months in advance. So this is a long, long time. Which means, I mean, there could be warm-up bouts. It appears that Canelo Alvarez is going to take one because we know that for years he fights May, September. Terrence Crawford, on the other hand, we know he fights once a year. So I'd be curious to see if he's going to take a tune-up between now and then in May. I would like to see that, but I'm not counting on it because Terrence Crawford is Terrence Crawford. But I think, let me know what you think about this. I think it'd be wise for him to take a tune-up bout because, I mean, you're jumping up two weight classes. Maybe take one at middleweight beforehand or just straight to super middleweight, see how it feels, get accustomed to it first. Obviously, you wouldn't fight somebody elite in the weight class, but I would like to see Terrence Crawford fight twice a year. He hasn't done that, though, since 2019, so I'm not counting on it.
Well, that's the thing that I'm most curious about. How many weight classes is Bud going to be jumping? Because he just fought his first fight at 154 pounds in the summertime. And now you're going to be fighting arguably one of the greatest fighters of this generation in Canelo Alvarez. And we know what Canelo has done in different weight classes. But at the same time, he would be the A-side, Brian. Mm-hmm. You know, as much as we love Bud, Canelo's going to have the A-side attached to his name. So that means he gets a little bit more, I don't want to say cachet, but he gets to play a little bit more in terms of that agreement. Now, this is something that was similar, if we want to give an example, when it was like Tank and Ryan. And Tank was like, yo, we're going to have like these, you know, weight clauses up in here. Same type of deal. I don't think Canelo is going to be the one that's going to want to move down to a weight class when, you know, he hasn't been fighting at that certain weight class. So it might be a catch weight. I think the most fair one would be 160. I don't see Canelo coming to that, but maybe like a 164 or 163 catch weight.
I think they're doing a straight 168 because he's defending the titles.
Yeah.
And I don't think Canelo Alvarez, like, look, if I'm defending the titles, I'm not doing it at a catch weight. You're coming up to my weight class. Like, we've seen this already play out with him against Jermell Charlo. So, you know, the reports are that it's super middleweight. And I just think Terrence Crawford is going to go up two more weight classes, despite the fact that we've only seen him at 154 once.
And people were not like hella impressed with Madrimov. But even though I believe he won 8-4, everyone kind of wanted that knockout. And there was that conversation. Well, did his power transcend? Because at 147, he was knocking out everybody, stopping everybody. And you move up to 168, like, this is crazy. And your first opponent is going to be Canelo Alvarez. So I would love to see Bud fight at a catch weight at maybe 163 or something like that to get prepared for Canelo. Because he can't just jump up to, I mean, he probably can.
He will.
And yeah, he probably can. He's not scared, right? Because you know Bud. I do think he believes that he can beat anybody. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if it's the smartest thing to do, right? Like, drop your comments, guys. How do you feel about Bud jumping up two weight classes? And do you feel like he needs a fight before?
Here we go. Aryan Yuda. Hopefully I got your name right. No, not really interested in Bud versus Canelo. Rather see Bud versus Bakram Mirzazalyev at 154 or 160. I think there are a lot of people who would disagree, although I get where you're coming from because, and we talked about this, I feel like leading up to this, Chantel, this is a fight that you've wanted to see more than I have because of the weight difference. That being said, if you give me Canelo Crawford, I'm going to cover the shit out of the fight and I'm going to talk about Canelo Crawford. Like, it's exciting to see it, but I just hope that I don't come away with the feeling like, oh man, that was a bummer and the size advantage was too much. Canelo Alvarez had said in the past, and I keep bringing this up because, one, I was there for it, but two, like, it's an important sort of wrinkle into all of this. He said leading up to a potential fight with Terrence Crawford, but this is before he was fighting Jermell Charlo, and he said that if he fought Terrence Crawford, they wouldn't give him credit for beating a guy who's that much smaller than him, which eventually it was like, all right, he's probably going to fight him anyway because the money is going to be there. And if one dude in boxing is going to put up the money for it, we know it's going to be Turk. So, like, he's been trying to get, you know, now you're in a way down with Riyadh, and it looks like in a way might fight in Saudi Arabia in December. And I know some people are going to have conflicting feelings about that. Well, Canelo Alvarez, he's wanted to get him down with Riyadh also. And while this fight is not going to be there, Canelo Alvarez, like, they have some sort of, I don't know, sponsorship agreement or whatever the case may be. So Canelo Alvarez has said in the past, like, yeah, you know, they're not going to give me credit for beating Terrence Crawford. And look, they may not. Terrence Crawford absolutely has everything to gain for doing this, because we throw around the term, hey, this guy's daring to be great, or this woman's daring to be great in the sport. And on a basic fundamental level, you could say that about everybody who steps into the ring, just period, right? Just as a human being, you could say that. But in terms of the levels, Terrence Crawford stepping into this and jumping up really three weight classes over the span of 2 years? and jumping crazy up two more after a unspectacular win, two more to fight Canelo Alvarez. Like, this is daring to be great. This is also chasing the biggest bag possible. But if he wins this, like, we're talking about him being in, like, GOAT territory for a lot of people. I think a lot of people would come to that conclusion. They'll start calling him, like, one of the best ever. And some people are already doing that, but you get what I'm saying.
Well, I think that's kind of the most interesting factor of it, because at the same time, what's been the one knock on Canelo for, I guess you could say, the past year and a half, that he's ducking Benavidez, right? Say you fight Terrence Bud Crawford and you beat him, and say you do it distinctively, I think people would shut up about Canelo as well. And at the same time, Canelo could just sail off into the sunset, because we're going to talk about this other fight that's been rumored just after, a little bit of a tease.
Yeah, which in the comments, there is a comment about that. And also, yeah. I think Jesus would disagree with you about Canelo potentially getting credit for beating Terrence Crawford.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, it's a crazy win to have on your resume. I mean, Bud is arguably as well one of the best fighters of this generation. You could easily put him on pound for pound number one if you want to switch him, Usyk, and Inoue, like, however you want to do it. But I think Canelo at the same time has something to gain from this as well, because it's like, yo, I didn't fight Benavidez, but I just fought one of the greatest fighters of this generation and I beat him. He could say that. Now, as for Bud, everyone's going to say he's the greatest of all time if he beats Canelo, and if he does it in fashion, if you know what I mean. Because there's one thing that I noticed about Bud is him fighting at 147 and then getting into the ring with Spence. He made Spence look like the smaller guy. Bud looked massive in that fight. Bud looked big at 154. And I don't think he cares about fighting at 168. I think he's confident that he can beat Canelo. And this is a dream fight, Brian, that I thought would never come true. But it's going to happen, reportedly. Let's get to some comments, Brian, before we move on to who Canelo may be fighting in May, Cinco de Mayo weekend, because that's even crazier, y'all. All right, let's get to our guy, Jesus. And I'm not surprised with these comments.
Canelo's like 5'5". I just checked. He's listed about 5'8". The interesting thing is Terrence Crawford actually does have the reach advantage in this by a few inches, 74 yeah. inches.
His reach is crazy, though. Yeah. Like, people forget about Bud's reach. Jesus also said fake Nello versus Crawford, maybe glorified sparring results draw. Don't hurt both. Win-win. You know what?
That's a conspiracy theory.
But here's the thing. If I'm Bud and I'm Canelo, like, I want the second fight, and then I want a trilogy fight. Like, they would make so much money off of it. And they know that as well. Right. But the thing is, I don't think these guys are doing it for money. Like, that's the thing. They're not doing this for money. This is a legacy fight, dude.
Yeah. But also, like, I legitimately don't think Canelo Alvarez would do this unless there was a lot of money on the line.
Of course.
He, you know, but like,
I wonder how much money it is, though, because he wanted 200 M's for Benavidez.
Yeah. And Turk seemingly has endless money. Arian again says, Canelo, not even a Latino goat. That would be Roberto Duran or Carlos Monzon. A lot of people don't like Canelo, huh?
No, but you know what? I think it's the love. A lot of people didn't like Mayweather.
Yeah, I mean, am I at the liberty of saying you're wrong? I mean, Monzon and Roberto Duran especially were awesome. You know what I mean? Yeah. Listen, I have friends who are Mexican who are not going to put him ever ahead of Salvador Sanchez. So,
no.
Like, and I get it, you know?
Like, honestly, like, I have people that love Chavez better, too.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't even know if I put Canelo over Chavez, to be honest with you.
Yeah, honestly. I don't think that's crazy at all. Steven, do you guys think Bud's resume is good? All his wins age poorly, IMO.
I think the Spence one is very good.
I think the Sean Porter one. Yeah, I think that one aged well because of Errol Spence barely being able to beat Sean Porter.
It was a draw.
Keith Thurman barely being able to beat Sean Porter. Sean Porter beating, Danny Garcia. Like, no, I don't think.
Bud's resume is solid. And you know what? It's the way he's doing it, too. Like, you can have wins on your resume and have names. But also, if you're knocking out everybody and stopping everybody, I think that says something. Also, I know what people are going to say about Amir Khan, but remember, Amir Khan was good at 140. I know he's got that glass chin, but that's still a name on the resume. Very well respected in the UK. And I never give the UK props, but you know what I mean? Like, let's be serious here, though. He had his run. And I think there's definitely names on Bud Crawford's resume, even Madrimov.
Like, Madrimov.
That's a good name.
Errol Spence, I think, I mean, that's the one. And people with hindsight have diminished it. But going into it, I mean, Errol Spence, for some people, was the favorite. Like, a lot of people I know were betting on him. Like, it was legitimately 50-50 going in. It's just he destroyed him. And Errol Spence, just, we haven't seen him since. And then if you want to pick apart, like, Kell Brook, who was past it, David Avanesyan, which was on fucking BLK Prime, so I'm sure
he retired. Like, Kell Brook, we never saw Kell Brook again, and we know he had that eye injury.
No, he fought Khan after, I think, which
and then he beat Khan, and then okay, but that, no one cared about that fight at that time.
Because in the UK did, but like, it should have happened, honestly, that should have happened in 2015-16.
Let's go over to not this joking. Comment because Daniel Dubois is not from the UK. But this is a nice comment. Because,
where's Daniel Dubois Tyson from? Fury. I see what you're saying.
He's not from the UK, though. But you'd have to put him up there, right? But yeah, that makes sense. Actually, this is a real comment. Because
what do you mean he's not from the UK? I'm sure he is. Are you saying, like, his roots?
Like, yeah, his roots.
I know, but he's from the UK.
Like, okay, whatever. Okay.
I didn't even try to say. I wouldn't say they have all the top heavyweights now. Because, like, Tyson Fury retired,
they're cool. But you still have to kind of count him, right? Because we don't even know.
As he retired. Anthony Joshua, I mean, we'll see what happens there.
Usyk.
But it's really, like, Wardley and Moses Itama, which we need to see more from both of them.
Yeah, for sure. Let's get over to Steven. He says, Porter said he went into the fight planning to retire. Spence was clearly damaged goods. His face did not look normal by the third round. The thing with Sean Porter is he was always one of my favorite fighters because he made every fight interesting and he was very skilled. But I always go back to that Spence fight and I thought it was a draw. That's how I had scored it. So when Sean Porter came into the ring and fought Bud, I still thought he fought his ass off in that fight. Like, that's a thing. So, I mean, this is a good comment, though, Steven. I mean, you make a good point because, you know, we didn't see him fight after. But yeah, nonetheless, like, I think I like Bud's resume. You guys in the comments, let us know what you think about Bud Crawford's resume, who you think the biggest names are. We will take a look at that.
How the Palace says, and Fury got beat by Francis. Don't agree with that one, but I mean, there are people who think that. And in terms of, like, just looking at odds, Terrence Crawford moved into being like a slight favorite over Errol Spence. But I know a lot of people who were betting on Errol Spence to win that fight. Yeah. He right now, I'm looking at some odds. Canelo Alvarez listed early, minus 230 to win this. Not surprising. Terrence Crawford plus 184. The funny thing was, you mentioned Amir Khan. and it closed at Terrence Crawford being like minus 1500. I'm seeing that it opened 50-50, which is kind of ridiculous even for that time. Like, I know Amir Khan had like, he had his moments, but by 2019, I don't think this should have been 50-50, which it didn't end that way. And the ones against Sean Porter were surprisingly very one-sided, but he beat Sean Porter better than everybody else. And if you just sort of go through it, yeah, he's been favored for the majority of these, but like a lot of the great ones are. But I think like the Victor Postol win is a legit win. He unified against Julius and Dongo. Like, I liked Felix Diaz. I thought he was going to be better than he was. And Terrence Crawford pretty much destroyed him. Like, there are some legitimate wins there. I do agree. Like, I wish he's fought like Danny Garcia at that time, for example. Like, just Keith Thurman. Like, better competition, better welterweights. But looking back on it, he probably would have beaten all of them. So
100%. And also, it's like the business of it too. And we know the boxing business and politics always get in the way. So sometimes I feel like it's not necessarily the boxer's fault, but it could be their promoter. Let's get to some more comments.
Or the here. Other boxer's promoter.
Yes, of course.
It was PBC and Top Rank weren't, you know, they weren't like working hand in hand, like, you know, Nico Harrison and Rob Pelinka. I still can't believe that trade happened.
Al the Pal says, what up? Thanks for joining us on the show, Al the Pal, a good friend of the show. Did you have any final thoughts, Brian?
Donations get read automatically and we stop what we're doing. So do that to the channel. I'm surprised you put that one up there.
Hey, man, we got to read everything. All right. If you're joining us on this late night live, we rock with you and we're going to read the comments. Al the Pal says, Canelo is explicitive, says David. 25 pounds more, but what are you going to bring against Crawford? Got Crawford by 12 rounds, but that Canelo, oh, I see what you did there. Canelo, he might get robbed.
Same thing. Yeah.
He the money man.
How many Canelo haters we have watch this show? Jeez. Thank you for watching. Boxing fans are obviously going to have varying opinions. I think we're all going to have similar opinions about this next topic though.
Yeah, for sure. And this one's kind of interesting, guys, because you know that Bud and Canelo reportedly set for September. And we know that that's one of Canelo's weekends. Another one of Canelo's weekends, Cinco de Mayo. And it's been reported that Canelo will first fight this year, Jake Paul.
I worded it reportedly in play because the it's saying reportedly agreed upon. None of these fights are technically official. I think Canelo and Crawford will be. This one I'm a little more skeptical of, but I think from a boxing perspective, it's nasty if Canelo Alvarez does fight Jake Paul in May. But from a just a financial and marketing perspective, it's almost genius.
So you like this play? You like this play from Canelo? His tune-up will be Jake Paul?
If you're going to fight Terrence Crawford, I mean, and you need a tune-up beforehand, the amount of money he'd make fighting Jake Paul, I'm still speaking as if it's not official yet because it's not, even though some people are talking about it as it is.
But would that be, how many M's would that be? Like, I think it could be like the one of the biggest moneymakers.
There's an article, and I think it was Boxing News 24, that went through the potential this could outsell Canelo Crawford, which if you're a diehard boxing fan, kind of depresses you. But also if you're looking at it objectively, I kind of get it because of the circus and because Jake Paul has that factor of a lot of people want to see him get his ass kicked.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of why I'm interested in it, because I'm like, yo, Canelo's going to beat his ass, because I don't think Canelo would take it easy on him.
I hope not.
I don't think Canelo would. Like, I know there's some Canelo haters here, but I don't think Canelo would get in a ring with him and, like, be Tyson Fury against Ngannou. Like, that's just not going to happen with Canelo, dude. Like, he would take it seriously and, like...
Like, AJ versus Ngannou.
Yeah.
Especially the anti-Canelo legion that we have here. Would you root for Canelo Alvarez in a fight with Jake Paul? The people who do not like Canelo Alvarez watching. Let's go to Jalen Davis. This is a funny comment. I shed tears that Canelo and Benavidez will never happen. It depresses me, honestly.
Can I be honest, though? I don't even think I need to see it now, though, because now I'm like, okay, let's see him get the winner of Beterbiev and Bivol. Like, to me, that's a very good fight as well.
I agree. I still want to see Benavidez versus Canelo, but, you know, to each their own.
Hey, man, there's other fights. You know what I mean? Like, I'm over it at this point.
I like Canelo, but he's not as good as people keep banging on about. That should have been clear after the Bivol loss. Now, my question to you would be, do you think this version of Canelo, or does this apply to Canelo Alvarez as a whole, like his entire career? Because I do think this version of Canelo, while still really good, is clearly not where he was maybe a half decade ago or so. Because I think a slightly younger version of Canelo finishes Edgar Berlanga, probably finishes Jaime Munguia too. But he didn't do that. And he hasn't gotten the finish actually in 3+ years at this point.
Yeah, and I think we're seeing Canelo at the latter end of his career. So I'm taking a look at like his year that's reportedly planned. And I'm like, this is wild. Like, I think if Canelo does this, it's it for him. Like, yeah. I think he's sailing off in the sunset and he's like, you know what? It's my last year. Let me make the most money that I can make. Because I feel like Jake Paul and Canelo would make crazy amount of money. And I think it might make more than him and Bud, if I'm being perfectly honest with you, because Jake Paul knows how to sell a fight. I could only imagine what that would be like. And money-wise, businessman-wise, it makes a lot of sense. But also, I think a lot of people just want to see Jake Paul get knocked out.
Everyone wants to see Jake. Not everyone, but a lot of people want to see Jake Paul get knocked out.
Why would Jake Paul get in the ring with Canelo? Like, that'd be the dumbest money. Thing ever. Money. I know, but it would just...
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
O'Reilly. Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
That's it. That's what a lot of these new dudes, that's all they care about. Like, all they care about, it's nothing else attached to it. It's just money. Because ultimately, he's going to say, I dare to be great. This is how he's going to spin this, because this is what all these fucking wacko motherfuckers do. I dare to be great. I got in the ring with Canelo Alvarez, yada, 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 whatever. Like, that's what he's going to say. He's going to spin it in that way, sort of like after he beats Andre August, they're like, oh, they said I could have beat a real boxer. What are they going to say now? Like, that's all it's going to be. It's always going to be spun in a direction that favors him. And you know what? Like, ultimately, it's going to come down to money. And what actually does he have to lose, other than potentially his life, because boxing is boxing and it's a
dangerous
sport.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But, he could potentially lose his life. Like, this is not a joke.
But like
that's the only thing that pisses me off about it. It's like they're making a mockery out of the sport.
Yes, but He's betting on the, I don't know, 99% chance that he survives and is going to be able to enjoy however many, you know, hundreds of millions he actually gets from generating this with Canelo Alvarez. And then guess what? He doesn't have to box anymore. He doesn't have to, or he can actually go back to doing like celebrity boxing shit. He could fight KSI. He could fight somebody else. He could fight his brother for all the fuck we care. Like, I think that's where it ultimately boils down to. It's just money.
Okay, so here's the thing. I would love to see Canelo knock out Jake Paul because I think it would be like, okay, about time someone did it. And that's why I think a lot of people tuned in to Tyson. I think a liver shot by, you know, Canelo could drop him. And at the same time, like, boxing is one of those sports where you come into the ring and you could lose your life. If I was Jake Paul and I was just doing it for the bread, I would maybe just like take one, two punches and like, you know, just pretend. I just pretend like I couldn't go anymore. You know what I mean? Because it's such a dangerous sport. So I hate the fact that that fight would be a mockery and, you know, we wouldn't get like a David Benavidez and Canelo. Instead, we got Jake Paul and Canelo. So as a boxing fan, that would piss me off. But in terms of me understanding the business, how much money they would make, I think it would gross more than him and Bud potentially because of the viewership that Jake Paul has. And at the same time, I also feel like the spectacle of it would be kind of good for boxing in the same way, like the amount of eyes on it. So sure, there are pros, there's cons, but I don't know if I'm feeling it more than him and Benavidez or, you know, Canelo and somebody else. But hey, if this happens, Brian, is this the craziest thing to happen in boxing in a long time? If Canelo was to fight Jake Paul.
What was the fight that Riddick Bowe had that some dude, was it Holyfield and Bowe? Or some dude just like fucking jumped into the ring from the rafters? I don't know. A lot of crazy shit happens in this sport. It probably won't be the craziest, but it'll be in recent memory. Like, honestly, it's probably the fight that people want. Like, not people as in like diehard boxing fans. Probably the fight that casual boxing fans, like, they're like, oh yeah, I'll tune in to see Jake Paul get his fucking doors blown off.
I think, like, Jake, yeah.
Do we think Canelo carries him, or do we think he just goes in there and is like, I'm not fucking around, I'm ending this inside of two rounds?
I think Canelo goes in and says he's not fucking around, I swear. Because Canelo doesn't play, like, he's serious about his work, his boxing. You know what I mean? His motto is no boxing, no life. You think he's going to let some guy, Jake Paul, get carried for like four or five rounds? No way.
Well, here's the thing too. I'll say this. Jake Paul, Canelo spars with heavyweights. We've seen videos of him sparring, among others, Frank Sanchez, for example. Like, Jake Paul will absolutely, he'll try to come in. I wonder if he'll test positive for anything.
Just, well, here's the thing. Let's not knock Jake Paul. He's gotten better. He's gotten better.
Yeah, dude. But he's also gonna be 230 on fight night or whatever.
He's gonna be big, yeah.
Like, you saw how he looked for the Mike Tyson fight. Like, yeah, he's gonna be obviously the biggest dude that Canelo Alvarez has been in the ring with from a just sheer size standpoint. We got some comments on this, so we should get to them. And people talking to each other, which I always enjoy, the back and forth banter. Just keep it cool. Jake Paul, Al the Pal says Jake Paul gonna be another Euro knocked out. Euro? But I know what you mean.
Actually, I want to go to this comic. This is funny. It could be a publicity stunt to lessen the criticism of facing Skull. Jesus, this is the funniest comment, I feel like, because remember when we heard that William Skull news and we were like, what's going on here? Why are you not fighting David Benavidez? And I think that will always be the thing that kind of follows him. Let's go over.
I'm not sure that's dead. Also,
yeah, but it could be. Oh wait, why am I hitting that again? Let's go over to Jalen Davis, friend of the show. Thanks for joining us, Jalen. Jake Paul will pull a Jermell Charlo if he fights Canelo. Yeah. Not very entertaining.
Like just kind of like Paul Butler and Inoue, where it's just survival mode. Just like, let me try to make it.
You'll take a beating against Canelo though. Like, he's going to get to the body. Like, I don't know. Like, he would just get his ass beat.
Jake Paul doesn't have the cardio for that. That's the thing too. I think to Jalen's point, I think he'll probably, they could try that, but he doesn't have the cardio to like make it last as long as like an actual like professional boxer does.
Hey, this is Al the Pal. This is a funny comment too. We ain't haters, we just say facts. I hope Jake beats him up.
Like, haters usually do say that. Listen, hate is good. I don't give a shit. Hate all you want. Hate, you need to let it out, especially in this climate. there are a lot of things that are hateable. So, you know, just there's a line, but like, look, there's mad shit on earth that I hate that I can't fucking stand.
Yeah,
Chantel also, but she'll be cooler about it.
If you catch me on a good day, you know, sometimes I got time. Canelo also said David's disrespectful. Jake Paul called him a puta and Canelo a fraud. It's just interesting. And I love the fact that Canelo's entertaining it, to be honest with you. It gives us something to talk about. We'll see if he does it. There's one person, though, that I actually think should fight Jake Paul. And I think this person could whoop Jake Paul's ass. Clarissa Shields, baby. Because it brings us to our next topic.
I was getting ready to ask you something.
Because Clarissa Shields is not afraid to get in the ring with anybody. She spars with men. We've known this. And listen, she made history. She is four-time undisputed world champion. She did it at heavyweight. And she took care of Danielle Perkins. Nasty knockdown, too, in that fight.
Last round,
Clarissa Shields had, you know, and then, listen, we're going to talk about post-fight Clarissa Shields celebrations, but Brian, I mean, she made history again. Do you think we're appreciating Clarissa Shields enough for what she's done?
Probably not. I think some people would say, hey, she should have a better resume, but I mean, when you're in that, well, heavyweight now, so it makes it more challenging, but junior middleweight, super middleweight, middleweight, like it's tough to find like great matchups there. Clarissa Shields, this is an article from a few days ago in Forbes where she says she does have enough firepower to beat Jake Paul in a boxing match. Just because you brought this up, I'm actually going to entertain this. She said to Adam Pac-Man Jones, who I think has a podcast, how the fuck is he going to knock me out if he can't land no punch? He's an amateur, Clarissa Shields said of Jake Paul.
Listen, man, Pac-Man Jones would do like the most ridiculous stuff on the football field, like just choke dudes and off like, of shake it them too. Up. Yeah, you know what I mean. In a boxing fight, I gotta roll with Clarissa Shields.
Clarissa Shields, this is because you could just see her saying that. I spar against men 24/7, and the men I spar against will whoop Jake Paul's ass. That's probably true. So there ain't no doubt in my mind that I would do that to an amateur. I mean, she ain't wrong.
Like she's been sparring with dudes her whole life, dude. Like ever since she was a kid, she's been sparring with dudes.
Yeah, because she when you're that good, you'll spar whoever. And obviously a lot of boxing gyms will probably be male dominated. So like she's not gonna run from that. You know what I mean? Like
no, she wants the smoke. Like she believes she could beat any dude out there. I will say
she wanted to fight Keith Thurman.
Yeah. I know, and like people were getting on Keith for saying "I'll fight her." Like he was getting killed. He was getting killed on social. Yeah. I will say,
and then
one
he got
thing,
hurt after he fucking tweeted that.
And we I'm haven't sure. seen him since.
He's gonna fight soon. He's gonna fight soon. Coming up in Australia. See. Hopefully, let's he makes see. It to it.
Let's see what happens to one time. Yeah. I will say one thing though. Like everyone talks about Clarissa Shields' resume, like Brian mentioned, and when you take a look at her weight class, there's no names that really pop out. But she cleaned out that weight class. Also, I feel like, and I'm going to make a comparison to football, you know, when a team is playing really well and like maybe they're 7-0 in the NFL and then they're like, well, look who they played. They haven't beat anybody. You can't get mad at the schedule, people. They can only play who they play.
I think it's same different thing. In boxing though.
Yeah, but you can only fight the people in your division.
I think here's the thing to people who say Clarissa Shields has beat nobody. I mean, is there someone she's ducked? Like, actually, like that would be my question. It's like, is there somebody she's like flatly avoided? Like she came around well after Leila Ali. It's not like they could actually fight, even though like they keep talking shit to each other. There's more Clarissa Shields quotes. Somebody answer that question for me. And we're going to read a couple others, but she says, this is how I box with you. This is more from Clarissa Shields in this article. This is how I box with you. I don't go in the ring trying to use my strength and see who's stronger, who's powerful. I'm going in there and will systematically break you down. That's true. And then I can start putting my power shots on you, Shields told Pac-Man Jones in an Instagram clip. But Jake Paul, stop acting like he's a real boxer. let's go to some comments. TJ says, shout out to Shields. Jalen also called it the quote. which, I mean, that is her nickname. Aryan doesn't agree with you guys. Clarissa, another hype job winning titles in Baron divisions. I mean, who do you want her to fight? She's beaten the people that she has to beat, like Savannah Marshall. You can go back to freaking Franchon Cruz, Dizern, who became like championship level, basically.
They're legit names, too.
You were on mute. I unmuted you, and then you
okay,
stopped talking.
Thank you. That's how that went. No. Okay. I've been up since 5 a.m., you guys. I will say, though, that she can only fight who's in her division, and those are some good names. Like, it's not like she hasn't fought nobody.
Hannah Gabriels, Christina Hammer, who's 24-0 at that point. Like, you just kind of go through it, and it's like, yeah, there are some wins that, like, you're like, who is this person or whatever the case may be, but is there somebody that she's ducked that I'm unaware of? Because it doesn't appear like that's the case. There are people who I've wanted to see her fight, and I think she knows that. Like, there are people that she wants to fight, but, like, what is Amanda Serrano going to do? Gain 30 pounds? Like,
she said she'll meet her at 140.
Well, 147, I think she said.
Oh, yeah, 147.
Which Amanda Serrano,
fought at 147.
Yeah. 140 is a stretch for her.
Yeah, that's true. Like, her best weight class, most natural, is 126.
Yeah.
But that's another thing. That, and we talked about this on a prior episode, guys, and it was kind of on my wish list for 2025, because Clarissa Shields was like, yo, I'll fight you at 147. And Amanda Serrano, Clarissa Shields, I think that's a crazy fight to make. That at one point we were thinking butting Canelo was never going to happen. This is a fight that it would be crazy. It would be just as big as Canelo and Bud. And another thing is, I think Amanda would be open to taking any fight because she's not scared. I don't think that would be the smartest thing for her to do. But I also think Alicia Baumgartner and Shields would be interesting. And I think Alicia is crazy enough to do it.
I mean, well, there's a joke in there that I could very easily make about how she can gain the weight to potentially fight Clarissa Shields. But I'm not going to do that.
I got you. Like, muscle mass. If you look
at hey, she's the one that got popped and suspended, apparently, and nothing happened. So I say this every time it comes up, we still don't have clarity on what actually happened with that steroid test.
I think that's the worst part, though, about the whole Alicia Baumgartner thing, is that we can't really, like, she got caught, and we haven't heard an explanation. So that's going to be carried around her for an extremely long time.
I don't think people care as much as they probably should.
Well, according to our channel, they do. Like, there's a video that Brian made when we were doing, like, verticals and stories and stuff like that.
Over a year. It's like a year, almost 2 years ago.
And this is when Alicia Baumgartner was on the rise before she got popped for PEDs. And the comments are like this, you guys. She's super hot. And then it's like, oh, that's always one of the comments. Like, gorgeous. She's super hot. That's one of the comments that are very high. And then another one's like, she got caught for PEDs. She's not, like, you know.
By the way, both things can be true.
Yes, and they are. So the first one's talking about how she's extremely hot and all the guys are like messaging on it. And then the second one's about how she got popped for PEDs. And then the third one's about her now not being as good as Clarissa Shields. Because, you know, Clarissa's more right now in the news. She just made history. But those are the top three comments on this video, you guys, if you want to go check it out. And that's what I've taken away from it. So I think that's how people feel about Alicia Baumgartner, at least on from what I've seen. Some people are like not giving her any credit after she got popped for PEDs.
We got a comment about Lauren Price potentially, like, if she moves up to 154, maybe she could fight Clarissa Shields. Is Lauren Price even going to beat Natasha Jonas, though? That's not a gimme.
I don't think she is. I like Natasha Jonas, dude.
Me too. Like, I don't know why we're talking about. I think the winner, if you want to say the winner of that fight could go ahead 154 and face Clarissa Shields, sure. Although it seems like Natasha Jonas might be nearing retirement. So I don't know how. I mean, one last big payday on the way out if she does beat Lauren Price. But I don't think that's a gimme for Lauren Price at all. At all. I like Natasha Jonas. So, and if you're looking at like the top pound for pound list, like if you want to look at, if you want to use the box rank, which their ranking system is kind of weird. I always point this out. We talk about it. But, I mean, would you rather use Box Rec or Ring Magazine at this point? Or, you know, I don't know, name, enter website here. We got to do our own pound for pound list again. We got to update that. But if you look at the pound for pound list, like, You have bantamweight, you have super lightweights in Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano. You have Gabriela Fundora. You have Yocasta Valle. You have Chantel Cameron. You have nobody close to like 160 or whatever the case may be. Clarissa Shields listed here at heavyweight, obviously. And then Natasha Jonas at 12 is a welterweight. Michaela Mayer is a welterweight. And she used to be, she used to be a lightweight, a super featherweight, as a matter of fact. And Lauren Price will, you know, is around here somewhere. Sandy Ryan. So it's like, you're not really going generally, beyond welterweight. It takes a while until you can get there. And, you know, it's just Cecilia Brakus as super welterweight. I mean, okay. I would like to see Clarissa Shields fighter. Hasn't happened. So.
You know, it's really interesting. That's my dream fight though. I want Amanda Serrano and Clarissa Shields. And if I don't get that, I want Alicia Baumgartner and Clarissa Shields. I don't think Clarissa has anything to prove. Like, I don't think she has to fight Lauren Price, because I think people are still going to say who's on her resume. Like, let's be serious here. People are always going to knock it. I don't think she has anything else to prove, Brian, and that's my opinion. Drop some comments below, guys. Let us know what you think about Clarissa Shields' resume. To me, she is the GOAT. And I don't even think we're realizing how great she is right now. Like, I don't think we're appreciating her in her own time. We can give her as many props as we want, but I don't think it would be enough. I think we're actually going to see the impact that Clarissa has made, that Amanda has made, like 30 years down the line, and been like, whoa, like we were witnessing greatness. Like, I don't think she's getting enough credit, because I still don't think that she's transcended. Well, she has the movie out and stuff net right now, right? But I still think
she's famous. She's legit famous.
But I feel like more people should know about her. Because, like, I mean, like, if you watch sports, you know about her. But, like, I'm just thinking about, like, all my girlfriends that don't know about her. Well, and I'm like, how do you not know who Clarissa Shields is?
You know what it is? I know at least of a few people that know her, but they've never seen her fight, really. You know what I mean? Like, she just pops up in the news every now and then for something she says. And, look, when you have a fight on a Sunday night, the same night as the Grammys, that doesn't help. You're fighting Danielle Perkins while Kendrick Lamar is sweeping every category for Not Like Us. Like, yeah, people are going to, I'm probably one of the only people that had the Grammys on, and also just to see if Kendrick was going to get all the awards he deserved. And then I had, like, on my laptop, the Clarissa Shields fight. So I was double duty at the same time. You know what I mean? While editing. That's another story for another day. But, like, I'm probably one of the only people that, like, saw both. So I don't know. I think I want to see her have a big fight. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know who's that going to be against. And I think Danielle Perkins is, like, pretty legit, but I mean, she's not, of course, she wasn't going to get credit for that one. And I get it, because you look at Danielle Perkins, you're like, this person's north of 40, and they started boxing not that long ago, and they only had a few professional fights. And it's like, all right, yeah, but Clarissa Shields is also really, really good. And, it, you know, you just find yourself, like, in a tailspin trying to figure out what's going on. Okay. Let's wrap with some comments.
No, we're going to wrap with one more thing, because this one leads into our last topic of discussion here.
We have another topic?
Clarissa Shields versus Remy Ma. Don't bring the metal detector. You guys, so this is a kind of mandatory gossip that we're going to get into, because after Clarissa Shields won her fight with Danielle Perkins, she was she showed up to her weigh-in with Papoose.
I forgot about this.
Right? Clarissa Shields, her hair was done, showed up with Papoose walking behind her and all that. And then after, they were at the Pistons game last night, and Papoose was beside her. And, like, Remy Ma is probably sick right now. You know, let's be serious. Like, she is sick right now. They're all over.
Be careful.
Why? She going to pull out the blick? I'm just saying. Just keep going.
Please continue.
I'm just saying that they're outside. Papoose and Clarissa Shields are no longer hiding their relationship. Papoose and Remy Ma haven't officially gotten divorced. But Brian, if I'm Remy Ma, and, like, I would be sick. And I'm just saying this, like, because after a breakup, you want to level up, right? You don't want to, like, downgrade, right? So have you seen the dude that Remy Ma had cheated on Pap with?
Yes.
That was not an upgrade. That's not an upgrade from Pap. But if you're Pap and you went from Remy Ma, who's, like, you know, legit rapper, like, Remy, she's got bars. to Clarissa Shields, the greatest woman of all time. I'm sick. I'm sitting in my room in the dark. I'm crying. I'm probably eating McDonald's. Like, I'm not going anywhere. Like, really? I would be sick.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
I would be sick if I was Remy Ma and I saw my future ex-husband with the greatest woman of all time sitting courtside at the Detroit Pistons game after she just made history.
Pistons aren't bad this year. They might make the playoffs.
I like Cade Cunningham a lot, and yeah. I feel like they've made moves. Like, they have a vet like Tobias
look
Harris.
Look at how quick you just get into, like, just Pistons talk. I just said they might make the playoffs this year, and you're going to give me, like, yo, Jalen Duren's
legit all right
lately.
And I bet the over every time it's, like, 8.5 rebounds for Jalen Duren.
His defense is not always consistent, but that's another story for another day.
But anyway, Sir Thompson came back from injury, and he's looking pretty good on defense. Like, mm-hmm. They have a team out there in Detroit, y'all.
Maybe they should trade for Jimmy Butler.
That's not bad. I don't think they do it, but no, that would actually be sick. He fits, like, the Detroit Pistons old school mentality. Like, he fits the team that made the run in 05. He fits the bad boy style.
Very off topic now. All I'm going to say is the money works out with Tobias Harris, Tim Hardaway, and you need another $8 million, which you can find, $8 or $9 million. Anyway, but yes, Kay Cunningham is awesome, and I'm glad he's an all-star. And happy for Clarissa Shields and Papoose, you know, that they're not doing this in silence. Papoose, I've met Papoose at a couple fights because he's a legit, like, big boxing fan, and he seems cool. And I was listening to Papoose in 2003 when Hail Mary dropped freestyle, when, like, he was coming out with all these mixtapes and freestyles and shit like that. Like, I go back to my damn near childhood with Papoose, listening to him on, like, different, like, tapes and shit. You know what I mean? Fuck, he had a song in Madden 06.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
and you know what? Okay, so
alphabetical says, slaughter. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Hey, Jesus says Shields is too good for Pap. Pap is a great guy, Jesus. You should have seen him on Love and Hip Hop. He waited for Remy for, like, years while she was locked up, and he was, like, such a good husband and boyfriend. Like, I saw this all on reality TV, you guys. By the way, if you want more mandatory gossip, I am trying to have Brian have us do a segment on this, only if it's boxing related. Let us know if you enjoy it. Yeah. But nonetheless, guys, you know, thank you for joining us on this Tuesday. It was a night live. Let us know if you like the night lives better than the morning ones. But we appreciate you rocking with us. If there's any comments, drop them. We will get to them. Brian, any final thoughts before we get up and out of here?
There are some comments that I'm not going to touch, but thank you all for being here. I will go back to drowning myself in trade deadline stuff.
All right, guys, we're going to see you pretty soon, Brian. We're back next week doing some previews.
Next week, Keyshawn. I'm likely going to be at the press conference for the Keyshawn Davis Dennis Berencik fight,
which will be on Wednesday.
Working on a day to actual fight, so we're not doing a post fight show, but we will talk about that in the following week.
We'll probably do a preview for it though.
1000%. No, we're doing that, so that's the next time.
Will probably be on Monday or Tuesday
or Wednesday. We'll see. Well, actually no, the press conference would be Wednesday.
Brian, by the way, guys, if you're wondering why we were supposed to get on at 7, but we got in at 7:30, because Brian doesn't listen to me. I hit me up and was like, yo, are you good? And I'm like, are you good? Like, we said 7:30. He's going to work on it, though. Okay, guys. So we're going to get the timing right.
I'm doing a lot this week. So
that's
true. I can't wait till the trade that lies over at this point. It's so much work.
I know. There's so many comments I want to get to. We're going to get to them next time, guys. Remember, if you want mandatory gossip, I could bring it back, okay? Guys, thank you for rocking with us. Good night. We do appreciate you. And if you like the content, hit that like and subscribe button. Thanks so much.
Tell your friends also.
Thanks, guys. Good night.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today. Oh, oh.